Fortune tango, fortunera, simila tibus ocellis, potsu amici, fortunera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it's the final day of this incredible first month in the year 2021, January 31st. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, from the embattled information warfare center, InfoWars. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast, looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and the world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now. So, the old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale. Is it 10 years, 100 years out, or 60 minutes away? All I know is it's satanic and it's moving quick. And the mask is the sign that we're dirty and we're evil. And we're made in the image of God. So we got to cover that dirty face. We got to believe all those lies. Now, I'm going to explain something here. I'm going to be as calm as I can about this. And I just hope to God Almighty that you'll share the live link of this show from band.video and infowars.com. And that you'll also share the archive later. And you'll tell folks at the local stations they're picking it up. Because if this information gets out, it will greatly affect things for the better. If it doesn't, the globalists will win. But why has Macron come out and basically suspended the vaccine? Why has Merck come out and suspended their vaccine? Why has Australia suspended their vaccine? Because they realize this is the greatest crime ever committed by humanity now taking place. And they got cold feet because they're like, oh my God. Do you know what these four mRNA vaccines do? They're so nightmarish, as the former Pfizer chief scientist said, that it's better to throw yourself into hell. That was a quote. This vaccine is a hole to hell, was the quote. A hole to hell. So what is Gates and Fauci thinking launching these things? I mean, it's killing a lot of people, and it doesn't work. And now that's admitted. But we told you 11 months ago, when we got a good look at this, we said it's not very deadly. It's a genetically engineered common cold bug. But the vaccine that responds to it is what will actually kill you and maim you and sterilize you. But they synthetically made it so they can own it. And it's a problem that they can never fix because it will naturally mutate, and so there's never a vaccine for it. So there's never been a vaccine for the common cold. And now they're saying, oh, sorry, you never leave your house. You never go on a vacation. You never take the mask off. And you got to take dozens of vaccines a year, the latest one, just to be able to have your phone app and leave, but it won't protect you. So CNN and Fauci are telling you, sorry, can't ever leave your house again, and there'll be dozens of vaccines a year, and don't leave your home. And meanwhile, Merck says, oh, it doesn't work. We're pulling back. Macron says, oh, it doesn't work. We're not doing it. Australia says, oh, sorry. It says it gives people AIDS. We're not doing it. HIV. I mean, folks, this is the biggest takeover I've ever even imagined.
Rx
activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. Sunday, January 31st, 2021, the final day in the first nightmare month of the globalist full assault. As we accelerate into their goal of world depopulation by 2030 of at least 80%, the Davos Group says they will cure poverty and starvation by 2030 by triggering worldwide starvation by the lockdown, not COVID. And, of course, it will end hunger if you kill most of the third world because there won't be any people. It's actually a true statement. Okay, everything has come into 2020 crystal focus. And not to toot our horn, just to show that we understand the enemy program better than probably they even do at many levels. You can go back to February and to March and to April and to May and to June and July and August right through to now. And I, with my guest, Dr. Francis Boyle, the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and the U.N. Treaty and all the rest of it, we laid out specifically what was going down. There is no vaccine for the cold virus for corona. You cannot make one because there's billions of variants. It doesn't work. That's known science. So why did they say you'll be locked down until you have a vaccine? Well, if you read deeper what the head of this operation, Klaus Schwab, and his co-pilot, Bill Gates, say, they said, oh, really, you'll be totally locked down for 2 years, and then really never again will you be out, and the vaccines aren't going to really work, so you'll need 5 to 10 to 15 a year because the viruses are going to mutate, and when there's new variants, you're going to have to stay in your house. Oh, and by the way, a worse variant's coming that terrorists are going to release, and it's going to kill billions. They're telling you everything they're going to do, and then they do it. I told you months ago they're going to start saying you need 2, 3, or 4 masks because I saw them preconditioning the public, showing Mitt Romney and all the and Tom Cruise wearing 2 masks. And now, just last week, we had mask inflation. Fauci goes, we need to wear 2 masks. And within 2 days, I said, watch, they'll be calling for 5 masks. They were. They're like, actually, 5 masks is what's effective. Yeah, to increase carbon dioxide by double levels and cause massive brain damage. How about you just put a pillow over your face at night and have somebody sit on you? That might do well as well. It'll kill you. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So now here's the big announcement. A month ago, Australia suspends nationwide their entire vaccine program because it makes people deathly ill, killed a bunch of people, and they came up positive for HIV. Can we put that on screen, please, for TV viewers? Now, ladies and gentlemen, last Tuesday, seems like 100 years ago, Merck, the largest pharma company in the world, says we are ending our vaccine program. It does not work. We believe you cannot make a vaccine that works to cure the common cold, and that's what this is, except it's Chimera with even more mutations, so it's even more impossible. Now, they knew this. Because you see, folks, it's not about keeping you from getting COVID. It's about what's in the vaccine for all the people lining up at sports stadiums to be, quote, good Americans and protect other people. And, oh, but sorry, it doesn't protect you from COVID. Actually lowers your immunity to other COVID viruses, other coronaviruses. Oh, gets better. So Australia abandons it. Then who else abandons it? Merck pulls out globally. And who came out yesterday? Macron, a top globalist. But he understands that this is such a crime, he'll be torn limb from limb. The riots are gigantic. All their scientists are coming out saying this is insane. Oh, the top ones, including the discoverer of HIV, who's a French scientist, and saying it's man-made in the lab, it's a power grab. I told you months ago, I talked to a head of a major biotech company that has real gene therapy that cures things like colon cancer that the government's blocking. And he said, you're absolutely right, it's a giant total takeover. The vaccine will destroy and sterilize women, and it will kill your immune system or turn it way off the charts and give you cancer. But they need to want to come on the show. But I can tell you his name in 5 seconds. You can look at it and be like, whoa. But see, this is all known. I'm telling you, known science. Now, Macron claims that the vaccine that they were going to use, it's an mRNA vaccine, AstraZeneca, is almost ineffective in over 65s. Here's another one. Macron gambles by saying no to another lockdown, which is designed to bankrupt the French economy and consolidate control for the Great Reset, the UN and the world government, and the big hedge funds that are consolidating power, who've all doubled their money. All the big tech and the JP Morgans, the Goldman Sachs in the last year have doubled their profits. Some companies have doubled in size while you go bankrupt, while you're taught you're non-essential. And because the scientists see through this, the head of the EU Commission Advisory Board, Wolfgang Wudarg, got the former chief scientist at Merck to join him and say, this vaccine will attack women's placenta, it'll turn off your immune system, it'll turn up your immune system, and it will make you have autoimmune responses to any coronavirus, and it will kill millions of people. Just like the Spanish flu, it wasn't the flu replication that did it. The autoimmune response in the lungs with a major storm caused you to die like a bee sting, but 100 times worse. So, Australia, Merck, France, does not work, 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 does not work. Let's go now to America, though. Let's go to America. Oh, France's vaccine delays symbolizes national decline for some. Oh, China's so good. They forcibly inoculate and lock everything down and have millions of people in death camps. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so great. Oh, but France, their president says it doesn't work because it doesn't, and he's bad now. And here's CNN. I told you this 11 months ago. The lockdown, I said, by next winter. I said, by next year, they'll tell you there's new, more deadly variants, and they're going to come get you. How did I know that? Because I've studied these people, and I knew for sure 6 months ago when I started seeing the trailers for new Hollywood movies about COVID 2023 and almost half the planet dead and total martial law forever. They're never taking the mask off. They're never letting you travel. They're never letting you have a job. They're going to bankrupt you, give you a universal income, put you in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. That's the public plan of Klaus Schwab. I played clips yesterday on the Saturday show of him at Davos this last week saying, industries with close physical contact are over. No one will ever be out again. Robots will deliver your food. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. And we will have exciting new factories run by robots that produce delicious mealworm bugs for you. These are quotes. He said that in German. But I've got him in English saying, you will not have any job in close contact with other humans ever. It is over. Human age over. These are quotes. And then in German, Mealbug hamburgers. And if you're a new listener, you're like, are you? No, I'm not kidding. You will eat mealworms. There it is. Good grub. Why we might be eating insects soon. That's Klaus Schwab last year. Good grub. Can the arrival of new coronavirus variants scare Americans into better pandemic behavior? Can they scare us better? Because they count every flu death and every pneumonia death and every car wreck and every gunshot, and they admit they count it, and it basically almost no one's died of COVID. The only people who can die is super old people if they don't have any vitamin D3, and that's why Cuomo froze it at 4,000 deaths. It was really 12,000 plus deaths. He knew it and said he didn't care. They had to have some deaths. Over half the deaths in New York were old people. They murdered Yes. The only people it can kill is above 75 with serious problems, diabetes, you name it. And still, if you have supplementation, basically you can't, but it gets worse. Guess who the vaccine's killing? Not just the famous, you know, baseball player, Hank Aaron. I see articles everywhere in local news every day of 20-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 30-year-olds take it and die before they even leave the clinic. They collapse and then have a convulsion and bye-bye an hour later. Bye-bye, Bluebird. But it gets even more insane. I mean, this is absolutely the biggest criminal power grab ever. They are reporting in hospitals and in nursing homes that up to 5% of the patients are dying within a week when they take the mRNA shot. So it's going to come out. This was a giant eugenics operation that they did on purpose. They get so evil, no one will be able to admit it to themselves, and they'll set the precedent just like autism. This is the euthanasia of the old. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
January 31st, 2021. Imagine February. The time for games and denial is over. The time of war is here. 21st century globalist war. War against the nation state. War against the individual. War against our children. War against our very genetics. Final war. Now, click. The trap is set. And we're inside the cage. Globalists are in here with us. So don't let them escape. If you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and it's one thing to know what the enemy's going to do and then to time and time again see it go exactly as we said is incredible. This is the perfect planned obsolescence. You know what planned obsolescence is? They can make light bulbs, and now there's markets in that because people don't play along with the planned obsolescence, so you can pay twice as much and get a light bulb that'll burn for 10 years on average, or you can get an LED that does it even longer. Well, when they came out with light bulbs over 100 and something years ago with Thomas Edison, they started selling them. They said, hey, why are we making these where they last 3-4 years? Let's make them where they last 6 months. That way we keep our factories going and make more money. And there's some arguments for planned obsolescence and things like that. Because it has innovation, a new car every year. Don't make it last 20 years. Make it last 5 years. The Japanese say, screw that. We're not doing it. That's why a Honda or a Toyota is still the best cars you can get for running the longest. That mean I drive them. I drive American cars. I like them, but that's the way it is. This is a Wuhan franchise funded by Bill Gates, funded by Dr. Fauci, 11 known programs, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, Newsweek, Time, Reuters, Journal of Science, Journal of Medicine. Guys, just type in Chapel Hill Research, gain of function. That's 6 years ago saying, here's the projects, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they should be illegal, weaponized coronavirus, and then the projects run by Fauci and Bill Gates, and when there's a big stink about it, they move it to Wuhan. Or just type in Fauci-funded controversial research at Wuhan. But yeah, they found one of the scientist articles right there. Now remember, Bill Gates came out Wednesday and said none of this is true, and conspiracy theorists are being made, you know, to be basically arrested and shut down. That's how they operate. So, Dr. Fauci backed funding for controversial Wuhan lab studying origin of coronavirus. Now, they think you're an idiot, so they get up on CNN and they say it doesn't exist, we're insane, and it didn't come from that lab. Biden signed an executive order saying it's not from China and that anybody in the government that uses it will be fired. And banning it from government bills and communications. Totally authoritarian, out of control. Biden just 6 months ago said executive orders outside of legislation are dictatorial and he would not do them. He's now signed more executive orders as an incoming president than anybody else has ever. And he's actively shutting down the U.S. economy right now in everybody's face. Cutting off our gas lines, cutting off our oil lines, cutting everything off, and the stock market's going to go down, and you're going to lose your job if you had already lost it because of the COVID lockdown, not because of COVID. So if you just joined us, it really is momentous news, and it's very frustrating to me that not even the super smart folks at Zero Hedge, not even the super smart folks at Breitbart, super smart folks at OAN or Newsmax get this. And I don't sit there and say this to differentiate myself and say, boy, I wish you tune into me because I know way more than they do. No, it's the opposite. Do you think I like being the main target and the enemy knowing that I know their whole operation better than anybody else? I need everybody else to figure out how this works very quickly or we're going to lose this thing. They're closing in to shut everybody down right now. We have to expose they're behind this. We have to expose the criminal takeover plan, and we have to get world leaders, starting with governors and starting with senators, to come out and point this out, and it's game over. Well, what do you think Merck knows? What do you think Macron knows? What do you think the Australians know, suspending their vaccine programs because it, quote, does not work and hurts people? Because it does work, Macron. It does work, Merck. It does work, Australia. It's a frickin' bioweapon. The mRNA vaccines are gene therapy. And they train your body to attack a protein that's in the placenta. All four of the damn things do the same thing. Then they got a bunch of other stuff loaded in there that I've been trying to figure out what is, reading stacks of scientific papers on it. And even the top scientists and virologists and geneticists go, we don't know why they stuck the whole genetic code of a hybrid colony creature jellyfish in this damn thing. That's the Pfizer one. And then whole genomes of a little boy from 1966 from Chicago, Illinois. This isn't a Stephen King movie, folks. This is the world. So you start thinking about what Gates has done. You look at that psycho. Psychos want to rape and murder. They want to kill. They want to steal. They can't help it. And you look at him fidgeting and smiling and cackling and giggling when he's on with Fareed Zakaria, and he goes, it's never going to open. Fareed goes, we're never opening. People need to understand. This is 6 months ago. We're never opening. And Gates goes, exactly. What in the hell is going on here? You're like, why did the Night Stalker just break into people's homes and murder them and torture them for no reason? Well, he did it because he liked to. And who do you think wants to control the UN in medicine? I mean, every piece of culture you read, watch out for the mad scientist. Who's the worst guys with secret labs and kidnapping kids and putting people's heads on other people's heads? And you know about Joseph Mengele that really did it. Do you really think Joseph Mengele, who was German royalty, directly a cousin of John Paul Juncker's grandfather that ran Nazi Germany? I mean, do you think they were putting people's heads on different heads and putting other people's eyeballs and putting other pieces of people's brains and other brains because they were nice people? They can't help it. They want to hurt you. They want to poison you. And now it's official. Their vaccines don't work. They make you sick, and they knew it from the start and said they wouldn't. But you're already committed wearing the mask and being a hero. You're already committed going to the sports stadium and lining up to get your shot. You're already committed to be non-essential and never go back to work. You're already committed because the news told you you're a hero, so you keep doing it. And notice, we're a year into this, and they're like, we're never shaking hands again. We're never taking the mask off again. And I played the clip yesterday. I should play it again. At Davos this last week, Klaus Schwab, that cooked up this whole plan for the Great Reset to shut down the economy, he says, quote, anyone that's in an industry with close physical contact to others will never have a job again. Now, unpack that. You will never have a job close to people because you're dirty and you're evil and you're bad. Robots are going to have to. They always said robots were going to take over by 2030. Well, we don't want to have robots take over. We like people. We like people cooking our hamburgers and carrying out our trash and you know, being our CPAs and all the rest of it. What do you mean? We're humans. We're social. No, baby. You're going to have a pass to leave your house when we let you. You're going to have a robot car if you're even rich. And you're never going to be in physical contact with anybody that we don't say anymore. You're in a frickin' supermax prison. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsor, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity.
human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mondays through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm live. Then I return live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., with the Sunday transmission.
A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like?
Weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Washington Journal, with Harrison Smith, band.video, InfoWars.com, and on TV and radio stations across the country. Weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m., Owen Schroyer and the War Room. He's coming up tonight, does the Sunday show, 6 to 8 p.m. right after me, Sunday Live. All right, if you just tuned in, I don't normally play a report. 3 shows in a row, but Greg Reese put one together that's so powerful, we can put it up on screen, I want to give people the headline. And we're also posting it in the live show feed area of the broadcast today. Sunday Live, France says COVID vaccine does not work, collapsing the hoax. And then if you go to band.video, I'll just go there. You go to band.video, and then you go on the left-hand tab, and you go over to the Greg Reese section, a great researcher and reporter. You go to that, and you can click on it, America Being Destroyed from Within by Globalist Agents of the Great Reset. Now, it's got 86,000 views. If it got 10 million views, and if every member of Congress saw it that isn't a traitor, we'd turn this around overnight. We don't have time for people to say 20 years later Alex Jones was right again, or a year later. We got to get that it's not about who's right. The enemy has written books and laid out their plans. Of course I know their plans. It's so easy to beat them. It's a complete criminal takeover. They said in Operation Lockstep 11 years ago, Rockefeller Foundation with John Hopkins, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, go read it. It's online. They bring in a planetary police state by Disease X, something like a weaponized cold virus, and that there'd be no way to ever defeat it. We could teach people to be tracked, controlled, and locked down, and that new variants would show up all the time so that the lockdown would never end. This is the reorganization of society to collapse it in a post-industrial world, Agenda 2020. Then we go into Agenda 2030, depopulation. So please go to Infowars.com and go to the live feed of the show and share it. Sunday Live, France says COVID vaccine does not work, collapsing the hoax. And under the live feed is the video we're about to play, dealing with agents of the Great Reset, not destroying America, but destroying the entire world. And in this, you'll see Klaus Schwab, directed the UN program on sustainability, telling you that you will no longer have jobs in proximity to other people. You will be isolated in your home, working for them, under their control. A giant re-education camp. Remember, 10 years ago, they had shows for kids in the UK called Plannedopolis. In fact, find that and cue that up, please. I'm going to play that next segment. Where it told kids by the year 2030, you will only be able to leave your house a few times a year. A computerized car will take you where you go. You will get meat once a year on your birthday, that you will eat bugs the rest of the time. You're like, my God, they're now launching that. Yes, this is an exact plan. They teach in elementary school in Germany, we've played the actual training videos, that when you're 7 years old, you should be prepared to marry a Muslim by 14. You should be dating a Muslim by 10. And that Muslims will be the future of Europe and that Christianity is bad. I can show you those newscasts if you like. And they show little girls, here's how you put the hijabs on. This is a total takeover plan of the most evil elements of the world. Radical Islam, the nanotech genetic engineering program, the whole new world order. So people used to hear me and think, this guy's just trying to scare me. Yeah, I'm concerned. I know they're actually doing this. And now you're seeing that we've gone from beta to operational right now. And so this is real. And Macron and Merck and the Australian government, the French government, the Australian government, and now Merck have pulled the vaccine saying it hurts people, it doesn't help you. Macron said it's nearly worthless and we're not doing a lockdown anymore, you can't contain it. Because it's all fake PCR testing. And that's the last little piece when we come back after this report. I saw 6 months ago that China said anal swabs may be the way. It's always the same. Whatever they say, it's always, oh, maybe the way. Well, they're the globalist model. They're the boss. So then about 2 weeks ago, they said, yeah, China's starting anal swabs. Now China says the PCR test isn't good. Oh, the one that locked everything down and 96% false positives. No, 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 no. They're now setting up checkpoints for anal swabs. And now CNN says you're going to take anal swabs. Anything to dominate you. Anything to control you, anything to humiliate you, anything in a giant Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness, Milgram experiment. So here's the report. I hope you share it if you want to beat these bastards. Here it is.
At the age of 33, Klaus Schwab, a business professor at the University of Geneva, founded the World Economic Forum in 1971, originally known as the European Management Forum. Nicknamed Davos after its annual meeting place, The World Economic Forum meets every January with hundreds of members of business, politics, banking, education, and industry to, quote, improve the state of the world. Their globalist agenda is openly admitted and well documented. United Nations Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, Build Back Better, are all the same globalist agenda, and all stem from the Club of Rome and the eugenics movement. Davos claims to be looking to save the planet, and the UN claim that in 10 years, they will end all hunger and poverty on Earth. They admit that the technologies required to achieve these goals do not exist, and yet their solution is to bring the world to zero emissions in only 10 years. They want to end the automobile and aviation industries in only 10 years. This is why the Keystone Pipeline was halted on day one by globalist puppet Joe Biden. Klaus Schwab says that industries which involve human interaction will not survive.
But we know that many industries which rely particularly on physical interaction will have difficulties to survive.
As if the destruction of an entire functioning society will inspire solutions to all of our problems, thereby bringing about an environmental utopia where there is no hunger and all the world is at peace. As absurd as this all sounds, we know the sheep will accept it as gospel. They already have. When the WHO was caught faking a hoax 10 years ago, the media reported it, but nobody cared. It was a beta test. Now, the media ignores overwhelming evidence that COVID-19 is a hoax. They go along with every contradiction and lie, and their audience obediently accepts it all as truth. The COVID crisis will be used to imprison the population, whether it be in camps or their own home. It is already happening. Humanity is being imprisoned by psychopaths who see themselves as our saviors. Order out of chaos. The New World Order is nothing other than the decrepit Old World Order desperately clinging to power. And their solution is to destroy the free market, to destroy the concept of freedom, privacy, and private property, and to foment enough chaos and destruction to depopulate the earth into a manageable level of serfs and slaves, so they can continue on with the same old scams they've been running for millennia. This is why Joe Biden signed a dozen executive orders, paving the way to opening the borders and shutting down the economy. The New World Order cannot coexist with American civil liberties. And now that the populist movement has been discarded, the destruction of America from within can commence again. If the people of the world continue to comply to these unelected sycophants, then the people will get what they deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The more you submit, the worse it gets. You must realize the world government's real and it wants to kill you.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go! It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you just joined us, please, for yourself, for my family, for your family, we're all in this together. Listen to me carefully. I'm begging you. This thing's like a wood chipper. You don't want to get in it. And our feet are already in it. We got to climb out. You don't want to keep going down. By going through the wood chipper, you don't get out of it alive. The answer is get out of the wood chipper. So we're missing some toes. Another 6 months, we'll be missing our feet. Then our legs. Then we're gone. That's the allegory. That's the parallel. That's the analogy. So I've studied. That's all I do. I've studied every facet of this. And it, what's ridiculous is it's hiding in plain view. It's like, I've studied 2 plus 2, and it equals 4. Well, if what we're seeing equals 1984, I get it's scary. And I get people don't want to admit that. Because that can't happen here. But it has happened here. The vaccine doesn't protect you. It's highly toxic. It's killed a bunch of people. They skipped all the trials on it and don't know what long-term side effects are. It's not a vaccine. It's a genetic reengineering system, a gene therapy. And Australia and France have quietly said that the vaccine doesn't work and pulled it back in the last month. And now Merck pulled their vaccines, says it doesn't work. And they're just getting it and getting immunity is the best thing and turn the economy back on. Because even the executives at that level are like, this is Hitler on steroids. I mean, the permanent lockdown of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates that they've said on TV, I've played the clips, if pushed much longer, will starve billions of people in the third world, which is already collapsing into the first world. And then they think the UN's going to manage this insanity and this collapse and get power out of it, the UN says. Back when Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch 15 years ago, remember when he was number one on CNN? 14 years ago, Lou Dobbs. You know, then Fox buried him over on Fox Business. They got the documents, and he's reading these on air, hundreds of pages. I remember covering it. The North American Union documents. Remember they were secret at a Banff Canada meeting? I guess like 2016 or whatever. And in there, they said, we're going to bring in world government using collapsing borders and mass migration, which they're engineering, and using disease X, and using economic collapse. And we will achieve a corporate takeover. And they had all the CEOs of the Fortune 100 in the secret meeting with the UN. And the stuff we got, thousands of pages that Judicial Watch didn't get, they got a couple hundred pages, was incredible. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are living through this right now. But how do you get the train to jump the tracks from mom and pops and, you know, boutiques and all the rest of it to small factories and small farms over to the globalist model? All robot run. You shut down the economy. You tell people it's 15 days, it's 2 months, it's 6 months, it's a year, it's 3 years, it's 10 years. Sorry, it never works. Oh, you got to have the vaccine. Then we'll, oh, sorry, there's other variants. The vaccine doesn't work. Sorry, it's over. How would anyone commit their children to something this blasphemous and this evil? And here's the deal. They were supposed to have the whole internet shut down with independent media like us before they did this. They weren't planning to launch this for a couple years. They launched this early because they're behind schedules. They thought they'd catch up by launching early. Some future plans. But all these different globalists know that everyone hates them now. I mean, Bill Gates is the most hated man on earth. Then it's Klaus Schwab. Then it's Macron. Then it's the British Prime Minister that turned out to be a total traitor, Boris Johnson. And everyone knows that's a thinker, a large part. Ladies and gentlemen, I was in a gas station today, and the woman behind the counter, about a 25-year-old Hispanic lady, pulled her mask off and said, I listen to your show, and I want you to know everybody I know knows about the Great Reset, and we're ready for a real revolution. And that's the thing. If the globalists think they're going to have the CIA domestically come after citizens, as they're calling for on TV, and if they really think they're going to arrest half the country, you couldn't even conquer Afghanistan or Iraq. Now you're going to conquer us? You're crazy. And so that's what this comes down to, is people are awake now. And they know what's going on, and they're figuring it out very, very quickly. And so just because the globalists see most people wearing masks and most people going along, those are sheeple. They never counted, never will. But when you talk about a good 20, 30% of people that get it now and don't comply and are pissed at you, you'll never get away with your plan now. And so I remember, and I saw how weak they were 8 months ago. You remember? I said it so many times that the crew said to me, I think you've said that enough. And what did I say? Thousands of times, probably. Every segment I said for months. Every segment I said, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. Now they're saying 10 million extra people starved to death last year. Instead of 15 million, it's 25 million. That's 10 million dead people, mainly kids, starved to death because of the lockdown, not because of the virus. So all you heroes that wear your mask and all you heroes that, oh, take your vaccine, you're full of it. You went along with the people that engineered this whole thing. But here's the good news. I'm not telling you that to remind you. You say, oh, yeah, he did say that ad nauseum. I'm telling you that because as soon as we hammered that for months, the UN global envoy on COVID came out and said, millions have already died. The public's pissed. Stop the lockdowns of the third world. Because it's going to kill 100 million plus people next year, 200 million by the next year, and it'll cause a permanent collapse, could kill billions. I've played the clip probably 20 times. That was them covering their ass. The UN ran it for the globalists. They executed it. They carried it out under Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, Club of Rome, Inheritance Group. They're under Club of Rome. That's the group that organized all the billionaires when they were really billionaires back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And so they now know, just like two Decembers ago, 13 months ago, remember, they had an emergency meeting of the UN vaccine program with their head vaccination person at the WHO in Switzerland, Geneva, Switzerland. And they said vaccines don't work. They're killing people. It's causing autism. There's a cover up. Doctors don't believe in it. What are we going to do? We got to tell the world. And that's when the higher ups went, okay, the UN even knows. Okay, launch COVID. And we'll have such a big confusing thing and everybody's signing on to vaccines that don't work and people are dying and now hospitals are covering it up. It's called corruption. People think of corruption like happening by accident. But if you watch that series, Rome, that was so good 15 years ago or whatever on HBO, and I got a chance to meet the producer of it, he's a patriot. It's actually based on real letters and stuff that came out in Rome where Caesar was corrupting people. And it wasn't that he even wanted them to take the money. Or he wanted them to be corrupt because it was known they took money, he could have them destroyed. And so when they got hospitals, $50,000-something if they intubate somebody, $13,000 if they say they have COVID, and all the professionals went along with the PCR test and went along with the corruption and went along with 12,000 they killed in New York hospitals to get the numbers up. And it was all incentives all over the world. The globalists set this up through Big Pharma because they're in all the countries. Once they did this and had so many media corrupted, advertising agencies corrupted, doctors corrupted, once you had doctors, and notice in New York, there's thousands of hospitals in New York State, but most of the deaths happened in five hospitals, over half, because that's where they had corrupt doctors killing people. And so now they've had the whole medical system sign on to a fraud. The masks don't work. Most of it's false positive. Hardly anybody's dying from it. Most of it's killed in the hospital by the doctors for the money with treatments written up by the UN to have it set that the WHO is the boss and the WHO is in charge. And that was the goal, was it worked with autism. Used to be 1 in 35,000 had it 30-something years ago. Now it's 1 in 58 in America, 1 in 30-something in South Korea, the worst in the world. The more you have vaccines, the higher your autism in boys. It's a smaller blood-brain barrier. Causes a big autoimmune response, number one cause of it. And now you've got hundreds of millions of autistic boys worldwide, and the whole system got away with it, covered it up, paid out secret funds, suppressed the information. So now you just go and kill the old people and then sterilize the women. And then it's all too big to fail because the whole system's going to cover it up. And the insurance companies for a year have got to shut down all the hospitals and clinics for all the elective surgeries for your eyes, your knees, everything else, while you're still paying your full premium. They stole trillions there. And they bring in a whole world government and tracking systems and tracking apps and total control and legitimize themselves as saviors. So then why are all these governments pulling out? And why is the big pharma pulling out? Because they've looked at it and they know they're not going to get away with it. Too late! Cry havoc and release the dogs of war! Satan will fail!
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time. Brother, how are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Is committed to their criminal depopulation operation. They have actually launched it. I tried to fight their system, expose it, hoping they would be sane and not do it. They are not sane. It's why they've done it. I want to play part of the Tucker Carlson report. Then we'll come back and get into the really big news, the geopolitical operations, the trial against the president that I'm right at the center of course. Totally nightmarish. That's all coming up. But imagine this. Tucker Carlson having to say we're now under martial law. Got several clips where he says it. And saying the government is now at war with its own people. That's what this is. They're cutting off the energy. They're bankrupting the country. This is a Chi-Com takeover. This is not your government. Biden is not your president. He didn't just steal the election. He's a Chi-Com agent. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Maybe the single biggest mystery when you take three steps back is why Democrats became so vicious after they won. So Joe Biden got the White House. His party took the Congress. You'd think they'd be thrilled. That's what they wanted. You'd think they'd be celebrating. But no, instead, they started a purge. Within hours, Democrats began crushing even the mildest dissent. They shut down an entire social media company called Parler, not because Parler had done anything wrong, but simply because they couldn't control it. They couldn't take the chance that somebody on Parler might criticize them. So they eliminated it. Then 2 days ago, they arrested a man, threw him in handcuffs, brought him up on federal charges because he made fun of Hillary Clinton on Twitter. That man is now facing 10 years in prison. Democrats then declared war on their rival political party. Not, by the way, a metaphorical war, but an actual one with soldiers and paramilitary law enforcement and the world's most powerful intelligence agencies. They denounced Republicans, even fairly moderate establishment figures who pose really no conceivable threat to anyone. They denounce them as dangerous terrorists. They liken them to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And anyone who complained about this or fought back in any way was threatened with expulsion from Congress. In other words, it doesn't matter what voters decided in November. In the name of democracy, you can no longer serve in the Congress. That's what they said. Nor are dissidents permitted in the federal bureaucracy. No one who disagrees with our beliefs, Democrats have announced, can work in the U.S. government. We're not overstating it. That all actually happened. You saw it. Nothing like that has ever taken place in this country before. This is the most sweeping and audacious assault on civil liberties in American history. So the question is, what accounts for this? Why are they doing it? It's worth figuring that out. On the most basic level, of course, it's a power grab. We've said that from the first day, and it remains true. The Democratic Party doesn't exist to serve some abstract principle, liberty or justice or the Bill of Rights. No. Nor is its primary goal improving the lives of its voters. If you've been to Detroit, you know that's true. No, the Democratic Party exists to accumulate power, all of it. Some is never enough. The impulse is to control everything. So that's what they're trying to do now amidst the chaos and tumult. But that's not all that's going on right now. There's more. Look around. Watch as Democrats erect a permanent steel prison fence around the United States Capitol. Why is that fence there? Well, to protect the people inside, to keep the public out of what we used to call the people's house. That's happening tonight as we speak. Then notice the thousands of armed soldiers and law enforcement agents stationed outside that fence. What's their purpose? Again, protecting the people inside. Then ask yourself, why are House Democrats planning to use federal committee funds to pay for more personal security for themselves? Why the renewed push to seize firearms from law-abiding Americans who've committed no crime? Why does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seem on the verge of tears as she describes how she was almost murdered on January 6th at the Capitol? She's not entirely putting it on. She seems to mean it. If you're sensing a theme here, there is in fact a theme, and the theme is panic, fear, and it's real. You're looking at leaders who are genuinely afraid.
And let's explain why. All of them are on the Chinese Communist payroll. AOC, Swallowswell, Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein. So the Chinese are given orders with big corporations that stole the election. I mean, Trump won a giant landslide. And they know the military is really pissed at them. So that's why they had provocateurs breaking the Capitol to demonize our crowd so they could then vet the military, which they're now going after. And so that's all that's happened. I mean, we literally have a green zone. Stuart Rhodes said in the studio yesterday, we have a green zone, a communist Chinese green zone, like we had a green zone in Iraq, is D.C. The Chinese now run our capital. They don't run the country. All right, we'll be right back. This is where we are in 2021. This is going to get crazier.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So I've had federal agencies, I've had the New York Times, I've had the Washington Post, I've had them all ask me, what do you mean by, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Does that mean violence, Mr. Jones? Well, if I thought violence against this spiritual sickness was the answer, I'd done it a long time ago. The pen is mightier than the sword, as William Shakespeare once said. What do you mean? If you want to fight, you've got one. Well, what do you think all this is? What do you think we're doing here? We're fighting your agenda of lies and globalism and pedophilia and corruption. And we're opposing you. And we know what Hollywood stands for. And we know who you are. And we know your tricks. We're getting smarter and stronger every day. And now you've shown how weak you are going after free humanity and saying you want to arrest Ted Cruz because he wants to kill AOC. I mean, just it's crap. After Black Lives Matter and Antifa burned down many cities, burned down neighborhoods, shot cops, innocent people, they're going to give them a peace prize, they're saying, from the Nobel Peace Committee, the Nobel Laureate Committee. What a joke the Nobel Prize is. I guess the guy that invented modern white powder, dynamite. So guilty he set this up. And then they gave Obama a peace prize because I guess he started a bunch of wars. How about you give Hitler a peace prize? You know, they give Pulitzer Prizes now to every the most horrible writers you can imagine. They can barely even spell. Because it's all part of rubbing our noses in it all. So, what did I cover last hour? You know, I've got hundreds of articles, dozens of clips. They're all interesting. They're all informative. But I want to get back before I hit the upcoming impeachment trial of President Trump that I'm right at the center of, so I can give you some inside takes on. But let's go back to they're now saying, oh, this senator that got two shots a month ago, supposed to be immune to COVID, he got COVID. Well, yeah, of course you got sick, buddy. Then you tested positive for COVID because the tests are fake. Oh, well, now we got an anal swab that's more accurate. They just want to get in your business and literally rape you with the vaccine. And they're perverts, and they want to get into your space. And, you know, China's the model. Oh, the Chinese are doing it. Oh, the WHO says, well, they've got the training videos on how we do it. The TSA saying, if you want to fly, we're going to pull you out of line and take you in a room, and a person's going to stick a swab up your butt. This is not a joke. You're like, well, why would they do that? Because they want to humiliate you. They want to dominate you. They want to control you. They want to make you submit. And they know they can get a bunch of sheep under this giant Milgram experiment to do whatever they're told. So these are real videos. Get into a comfortable position. This is what they're going to now showing. This is going to, you're going to submit to this. Hold it in front of the ridge. Okay, this got this, and then, oh, there you go. And next is coming taser bracelets and taser collars to fly. That's being announced. I'm not joking. Because you keep submitting. And you think if you just submit, you've been trained your whole life at Six Flags and Disney World to go through the lines, wear the bracelets, and you get to go have the fun. You know, you don't get fun once you put the bracelet on. It's a dog collar. So there's hundreds of articles, TV shows, all breathlessly. All breathlessly saying, oh, January 6th rally funded by top Trump donor, helped by Alex Jones, organizers say. And it's word for word what I said day one. Trump wanted to rally the 6th. Nobody would step up with the money. I stepped up, put $80,000 down to try to secure the venues because you got to, Park Service won't even let you authorize the permit unless you show you're going to have security and porta potties and all the stuff. And then a well-known donor heard I was doing it, contacted, I just handed them over to big Republican fundraisers and to them. And they tried to turn that into a big conspiracy that I was planning to try to do all of this so that we could storm the Capitol. That ruined us wanting to have a million peaceful people there so Ted Cruz would get the votes to have an investigation of election fraud for 10 days. That was not our goal. Trump said be peaceful. So did I. So did Don Jr. And the left is like, arrest Alex Jones, and oh, Jones is running scared. I'm not running scared of anything. I'm not cowardly trash like you. I didn't sell it to the New World Order. I'm freaked out for my country. I would love to be in the Senate impeachment of Trump, but it's not going to be about the facts. Any lawyer Trump tries to get to represent him quits because of the death threats to their family. I mean, you got Maxine Waters and you got Pelosi and all of them saying burning stuff down's good, killing's good, people are patriots, Antifa's good, harass people in their houses, go to their homes. You got the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN saying kill Trump. They're actual pundits. Trump could go in there and just play an hour of that. Here's my defense. You said kill everybody. Here's where I said be peaceful. Because the Capitol Police stood down. Oh, and by the way, I forgot that article. I covered it yesterday on the Saturday show. The head of the new Capitol Police, she was a deputy, but she's now the head. She came out and said, we stood down. We knew the violence was coming. And for some reason, we were told to send half the police to do traffic control on the other side of town. Yeah, you just heard me right. The mayor of D.C. controls the D.C. police. And so when 100,000 people before Trump even finished speaking showed up a mile and a half away at the Capitol and a very select small group commanded by Antifa and some useful Q idiot people who thought they were there to storm the Capitol, part of the storm, and a few people that were boogaloos, a few people that were Proud Boys, a few people that were Oath Keepers, not officially under them, but I've studied the whole thing now, busted past less than 15 riot police. And that was wrong to throw down those things and beat them up and to do that. It was wrong. It was cowardly. It was stupid. And then they broke in. The rest of the people, maybe 200, followed them and walked between the velvet ropes. And they're all being arrested as terrorists. 175 arrests now. We're looking for like 25 more people. I guessed it was 200. That's exactly what it is. But the ones that provocateured the break-in, oh, they all evacuated themselves out once their job was done. So you had very small numbers of people infiltrate all the major groups that were there so they could demonize those groups under Antifa command, up on the scaffolding yelling, attack, attack, take it, it's your capital. But then the public saw that giant ocean of people who were told they were coming there to hear Trump. That's more than their Super Bowl. Guaranteed. Way more than a Super Bowl. And no crowd control, no nothing. They don't know where to go. They hear Trump's coming to speak. Trump says, I'm going to be there. We had a stage around the back. But because no one was there and no police, the Secret Service knew Trump was planning to go there. Why weren't there 500 Secret Service there? Why weren't there 500? Because they were all told not to. And that's really the scandal. That wherever the president of the United States goes, there's hundreds of Secret Service. They knew he was going there. Where were their advance teams? There was no one there. And I've got security that used to work for the Secret Service and used to work for the Pentagon. They've been on all these details. They said they've never seen anything like it. So they just opened the door knowing a crowd of hundreds of thousands is coming, probably a million there total. It was just everywhere in D.C. was just people. You look any direction when Trump was giving a speech, it was just... The hills were just full of people. The Washington Monument, as far as you can see, every side road. And then a few dozen break in past the cops, wave in people, maybe 200 follow, and then 99.9% are demonized. But the public sees that giant crowd thinking all of them attacked. They didn't attack. So that's the reality of the setup. And now they've got the trial of Trump coming up in 8 days. Incredible. You think I'll be called? Absolutely not, because I try to stop it. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in a genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. You know, the crew knows that my live plugs on air is what brings in all the funds that run this operation. They know most talk shows plug twice an hour. I tend to plug maybe once an hour. So there's like, plug, you didn't plug today. So I will plug to get back into the news. Thanks for joining us. All of our products are game-changing. Whether they're t-shirts, books, films, water filtration, air filtration, thousands of great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Almost all of it made right here in America, and it ships out to you from Austin, Texas. And everything that you see on the site is also in stock. So again, if you want to keep us on air and get great products at the same time, I would take advantage of the sale that we've got right now. That is the January 2020 Mega Sale. Get prepared while you still can. It's the last day of January. And so far, it's the biggest sell of the year we've had. And I'll tell you, I would act on this because this is the widest sale we're going to have for quite some time. A lot of these products are very close to selling out. The globalist storm is here. Stock up now and support the tip of the spear. Final day up to 60% on top-selling products. Some of our top-selling products are already running out. Now is the time to take advantage of these great sales and support the InfoWar crew. Kind of like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's got high-end vitamins, minerals, amino acids, great liquid multivitamin powder. I told you that was selling out. It sold out quicker than I said. Pollen Block selling out. Alpha Power selling out. Pure Turmeric Extract selling out. 50% off Ultra 12. It just got back in stock. High-quality vitamin B12 under the tongue. High absorption. Key for immunity. Key for everything. Key for stamina, a libido. That'll still be on sale. That just came back in last week. That will still be 50% off. But Supermel Vitality won't be 50% off. Survival Shield X2 won't be 50% off. Alpha Power won't be 50% off. Chill Force won't be 50% off. Lung Cleanse, which is so amazing with the essential oils, it won't be 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 50% off. It won't be. And the Energize Pack, 40% off Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12 together. That is going to end. Revitalize Pack, 40% off Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Vaso Beats and Knockout, that won't be off. And you can get all those things together for 60% off, the Energize and Revitalize Pack. That all ends at 9 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to look at what we got left to sell and have the new sale. So I don't have the new sale, but it'll be moderate because we've sold out of so much stuff. And the supply chain's breaking down. A lot of stuff, we only get like a third of the order, and the warehouses and a lot of the top companies that we private label with are just not opening. And so it's been a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. The economy is breaking down. This big, complex, beautiful economy with all this just-on-time delivery is falling apart. But we have all this in stock right now. So I would get these products while you still can. And I'm not being dramatic, but in the climate we're in with Parler and everything else getting shut down for no reason, and they're trying to shut us down and saying shut us down, and they're going to have an impeachment of the president. You don't think they want me on air while they're doing that, while they say I'm guilty? We need your support. We need you to realize that they can take us off the internet. We've still got radio and TV. And that, a lot of those have internet feeds themselves. And they don't have the chutzpah right now to actually target radio stations and TV stations that pick us up. And a lot of them have giant online audiences on their own feed. So they take down InfoWars and take down Band.video and take down PrisonPlanet.com and NewsWars. We'll still have our radio and TV satellite feeds that go out to stations around the country. We've encouraged stations, put out your own podcast with us or put out your own feed. So you'll be able to find it, but you're going to have to find it on local stations. So I've really, you know, encouraged stations to also put up their own feeds. A few have, and they're like, wow. I mean, most of them have feeds, but few have like really promoted feeds with us. They're like, gosh, we've got more watching and listening to the feed than we have watching the local station or listening to the station. I mean, I don't want to give away all the secrets here, but I mean, let's just say we got a lot of tentacles. We got a lot of Hydra heads, and you cut one head off, you know what happens? Two more grow back in its place. So hell Hydra. So, let's just say the Tree of Liberty is watered with my destruction. And so whatever God wants to do, I'm in God's hands. I commit myself into God's hands. But we'll try to continue on. Owen's ready to be vaporized after they take me out. And I guess we'll line up, Harrison Smith. He's ready to be fed into the meat grinder. He's a Christian. And so we got a few good men here. We got some other folks lined up. So we're on this mission. We're not backing down. We know we're right about all this. We know there's no future, until we defeat this, but you should be supporting the local station. You should be spreading the word about it. And you should be finding all those alternative ways to listen to the backups of the show, because they are mercilessly hacking and attacking and DDoS attacks all our servers, our email, our systems, our shopping carts. Just hammer, 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 hammer. And I just sit on air, blah, blah, blah. The bullets are flying by. Pew, pew, pew. So I'm not a drama queen, okay? Well, I mean, I actually... I don't enjoy this, but actually I did. You know, like I didn't want it, but if I have to enjoy it, I'm going to enjoy it. And so I'm super alive and I'm very blessed to be here. And it's because you're praying for me and I can feel it. So please keep it up. And I just appreciate you and thank you. But I told you they were going to steal the election from Trump. I said he went a landslide, they'd steal it. And then I said they're going to internet kill switch online. All the big tech companies are going to shut down all conservatives, including the president, said it 50 times. Then they're going to take out the email, the private communications, and the third-party sites. And so we've just been digging in for that. And see, everybody else is internet only. Everybody else is, oh, I'll just be internet, and then the globalists can get your servers and get your providers. I always told people, we're going to focus on AM and FM, VHF and UHF and cable systems and relationships with owners and managers. Because the enemy wants to act like they're the only game in town, so everybody forgets about TV that doesn't watch you. You know, UHF, VHF, and AM and FM radio. And so AM radio was already obsolete in the 1980s, but because of censorship on TV, Roger Ailes was smart enough to go say, hey, let's put good stuff on AM, and brought billions and billions of dollars of value back to it. And so people listen to AM radio if they have to get the truth. We should be promoting AM stations to build small news teams. Say, we're free, we're censorship free, have their host take calls, put it out over their own servers. And that's the model. And so I told everybody this was coming. People are like, oh man, how are you handling it? You just got taken off 60 plus platforms in 1 week. And I said, I am the model of the future takeover operation. They've done it in China. They're going to do it here. I would give it 2 to 3 years. They're going to steal the election from Trump and do it. I'm not an idiot. I wasn't, and here's the thing. I've been doing this so long, I just know what they're going to do now. I just know. I mean, ask, how do you know? It's what's called wisdom. It's called knowledge. But as much knowledge as I have, I deferred my responsibility in my brain on the 6th, and I went and let Trump and the Secret Service be in charge, and the Secret Service, whoever was in command of it, set us up. And because I deferred to the president, and deferred, he sure, president should be asking, why was there not Secret Service? Why was there nobody at the Capitol? Why did I say Jones leads a peaceful protest and already hundreds? Because they set him up. So as much as I know, I was expecting a mass shooting or a bombing that day to blame us. They did have pipe bombs. But instead, they just provocateur of the siege, got what they wanted, had their victory. So as much as I know, I don't know. But I do know about the enemy's big moves. And I do understand it. And so I'm telling you, AM and FM stations and UHF and VHF are the future. If they just act like it, stop being robots, put real people on, talk about we're pro-America, we're pro-free speech, get all the local sponsors, organize people against the lockdowns, and you will be the new leaders of your town. We need leadership, and we need it now. I'm waiting for you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Webster's dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Most of them never do anything in their lives because they're ashamed of their power. They don't want to force their way to the front. They're humble. They love their family. They love their friends. They love their community. And so they defer to others. You can't do that. You belong in charge. You belong in charge of your life. your family, your destiny. And if you don't take control, this evil, corrupt system that's laughing at us will. I call on men to start acting like men. I call on men to follow the basic code God wrote on your soul and to stop following what fallen men had put out. Because they're not following God, they are following the fallen one. All right. You know, I didn't just have all these articles and all these video clips as props. But quite frankly, I should probably just sit here for 2 hours tonight and say the same thing over and over again. The biggest pharmaceutical company in the world and two major governments have said the vaccines don't work or are dangerous, don't take them. Two major governments and the largest vaccine maker in the world have said vaccines don't work and they're dangerous, don't take them. See, there's so much chatter, thousands of channels of BS, that when the actual reality is going on, it's like just a fart in the wind. Of course there isn't a vaccine for the common cold, because there's 100 million variants of it. And if you're not run down, you can't get sick from it. It's the wimpiest virus on the planet. And that's why there's 96% false positives, because you're swimming in it. Remember the Tanzanian president? He's a big inventor and scientist. What did he do 10 months ago? He noticed that they were having 98% with the UN positive on the Tanzanian population, the UN program. He said, send them in a petri dish, papaya juice. And then he also sent a bunch of other animals, blood. Type it in, Tanzanian president, what was it? It was a goat and it was a papaya in the headline, but it was like 12, 13 things he sent them. And every damn one came back positive. But see, they already had that plan. Oh, you don't like our fake test for this? Now we're going to stick a swab up your rear end. President queries Tanzanian coronavirus kits after goat test. Yeah, Reuters. Oh, yeah, the goat's got it. My baby, she has got it. What else are we going to do? We're going to give it to, hummingbirds. Are they going to wear a little mask? How about aardvarks, anteaters, sloths, turtles, tortoises, fish? Where's their mask? We all are exchanging with each other. And if you're not super run down in disease, you can't even get one of these weird diseases. But they don't want you to know that. So that's all I'm saying is, yeah, should your dog be wearing a mask? And again, the average American has been taught to be a weird follower. So they love the virtue signal. Getting into staying home and watching Netflix, getting into wearing the mask, getting into getting all upset about it. But it's the agenda behind it. So I'm done talking about that. But it's important. You might want to tell people, and it's a very positive sign. So let's, in the last 15 minutes, actually go over some of these stacks of news. Here, let's start right here. Politico claims Biden hiding from media and the public is part of a strategy to restore confidence in the White House, because if a president leads and is seen a lot, it's narcissistic. Let me tell you, the average leftist follows Friedrich Nietzsche that believes those that do not stand up and dominate deserve to be destroyed. It's like a psychotic social Darwinistic view. So they're always telling you that if you think you're good and you want to help people, you're mentally ill. Burn in hell, Satanist. See, we're not like you that want to hurt everybody, like the guy in the famous novel, There Will Be Blood, or made out of a famous novel into a movie, where he says, I hate other people doing well. I want to kill everybody. See, that's not how the rest of us are, Bubba Boy. See what America is, all this prosperity and stuff? That's what we like, is the lake full of boats with happy families eating cheeseburgers, dumbass. That's who we are. We don't want to lock everybody in their houses and make them poor like you so you're better than somebody. You're so low, you project the hatred of yourself, you project the shadow onto us. No! Burn in hell, Friedrich Nietzsche and Joe Biden and the rest of you Satanists. You'll all end up in mental institutions anyways. We'll end up surrounded by our great-grandchildren in Valhalla. Now, let's continue. That's just one article about that filth. Let's look at this one. Tucker Carlson reports DOJ hired ex-business partner, the lawyer of Hunter Biden's criminal defense lawyer for the Chinese spy investigation in the Southern District of New York. Let's move along right over to here. Twitter suspends Christian group for accurately describing Biden's transgendered health official for being a biological male. Yeah, you talk about an inversion of, you talk about Antichrist, men posing as the goddess. I mean, if a guy wants to do that, that's his issue. But the worshiping of men as women and saying men will have women's sports and men will go into women's sanctuaries is the most satanic thing there is and is at the heart of these satanic cults. That's a ritual right there. They want to defile the engine of human power, the woman. Let's continue. Oh, but it's okay if they censor, but then it's a big national news story. Religious books seized and burned in communist China. Believers given jail terms. Well, I mean, why not? Oh, there's so many of these. Oh, my goodness. What should we get to next? How'd he know Pelosi's husband makes huge Tesla buy right before Biden announces green vehicle policy? Oh, but that's not insider trading. And it goes on and on and on. Los Angeles city councilors each employ between 22 and 36 aides, some making up to $100,000 a day. But they are essential. You are not. And then meanwhile, pull up that Republican congressman, please, it's in the clips, saying, oh, Republicans need to just accept the election. Really, the Democrats said, no matter what happens, we're not going to accept Trump. We'll have a secession. We'll do all of this. There's a red wave. It'll look like he wins the first day, but don't worry, Biden's going to win because they're going to stuff the ballot boxes. And they did it. And now the number one thing they don't want is for you to question that. That's the new litmus test. Oh, you don't question HR1 that cements this fraud. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with it. But Gateway Pundit's still on their trail, even though you're not supposed to. I mean, didn't you hear? That's terrorist. I mean, we need the CIA to interdict the bad Trump terrorist. And what's that? Oh, they don't accept Biden. Oh, that's an act of terrorism. Okay, I thought it was being American. Maricopa County preventing valid auto 2020 election results, and now media claims state law prevents the county from handing ballots over to the auditor, even though a court did. Oh, that's right. Canada joins New Zealand in shutting down virtually all air traffic indefinitely and to and from countries, all just an exercise in total martial law. But Bill Gates is sad. He says he doesn't want a forced vaccine. He doesn't want COVID passports. He doesn't want a digital passport. He doesn't want microchips inside the chips. He just funds all the groups. MIT 2 years ago. Oh, Bill Gates funds us for these liquid microchips. Here's a video of it. Rice University in Texas. Oh, yeah. The professor. Oh, Bill Gates funds this whole wing. He wants stuff to inside the microchips, inside the vaccines to make sure you've taken them. Oh, yeah. Bill Gates is our boss. He wants microchips in you. But now Bill Gates is sad. He's wearing a blue sweater, not a pink one. He's like, I'm nice. Please just take the shot.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic. And also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage. But now it's back in stock. InfoWars Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated Charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Final segment before Owen Schroyer takes over for 2 hours with Sunday Live, your phone calls, and a lot more. Owen coming in, 2 hours on local radio stations, TV stations picking it up. Your station isn't picking it up, you should ask them to. Great live Sunday broadcast. And, of course, the streams at band.video and infowars.com/show. So, GOP Senator, Trump supporters have to acknowledge the election was lost. Doesn't matter if there's all the fraud. Doesn't matter if six states pass consent agreements without state law to accept the fake ballots and not have signatures or addresses on them. None of that matters. All the video of the suitcases pulled out when they were closed, feeding them into machines and the spike for Biden. No, there is no fraud. Biden is the most popular man in history, even though he can't talk. So here is Senator Rob Portman with Republicans like this. Who needs Democrats?
Which is that there was not adequate irregularities or fraud, not widespread enough to change the result of the election. Period. That's my view. It's the view, by the way, of the Trump Department, of the Trump Justice Department.
Oh, the Justice Department. Oh, wow.
And so I think we need to be very clear with the American people. Those who voted for Donald Trump, and I, you know, was a Trump supporter, and I think his policies were better for the country and better for my state, we have to acknowledge that this election was lost, and we have to move on. And Joe Biden is now the duly elected president of the United States. So if the argument is not going to be made on issues like constitutionality, which are real issues and need to be addressed, I think it will not benefit the president.
Okay, yeah, I mean, Trump should go in there and do whatever he wants. The impeachment is political, so they're scared he's going to get political. But he should make the lion's share about he didn't incite, show how Democrats incite everywhere, show videos of that and show what he said. That destroys them. Then he goes on and exposes, does whatever he wants. So I think it should be basically both views. I posted an article by Norm Pattis that, you know, basically says just defeat the impeachment article. That's not what this is about. You should do both. This is a political function, 100% up one side and down the other. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, governments want power over corporations. They want to be able to shut them down whenever they want. Big banks want power over corporations. This is a consolidation of corporations. And when you get Kevin Trudeau, it's another Trudeau, when you get the sitting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the other guy's an infomercial guy, when you get Justin Trudeau running around saying no air traffic in or out of Canada, remember, they're still bringing in the illegal aliens. They're still flying in from China. He still wants open borders. They're just selectively saying who can and can't come into the country. And Joe Biden's doing the same thing. He's saying we're going to open the borders, freeze deportation, no testing on the border, but you've got to get an anal swab just as soon as you can get that set up. It's absolutely insane. But that's how these people are operating. It's where they come from. But if you really want to defeat these people, it just comes down to something I have framed out there in the hall. I read this quote one time on air, probably 10 years ago or longer, and a listener mailed me this nice framed piece of information. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 17:14, King James Version. And that really is true. All of us are not perfect. All of us have sinned. All of us need to recognize the good of God in the universe and that we can resonate with that and choose that, because this is a spiritual battle at the end of the day. That's 110% what it is. Now, I have a few final news articles I want to hit ahead of Owen taking over. I want to talk about GameStop and more. We got a reporter on the ground, cover the demonstrations of Reoccupy Wall Street tomorrow. But here's a few minutes from children's TV in 2010, shown to school children in the UK about the future, and then match this with Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset and how it sounds totally dystopian to you, but to children, they're being taught what the future is 10 years ago, and now they're phasing it in now. And by 2030, you can only leave your house when a smartphone says you're allowed to. It's the Global Social Credit Score. Here it is. Forum for the Future. Sustainable World, UN. We all live in megacities in the future. And in the future, the computers will tell you what you buy, what you do, and what you go. Plandopolis, one of four possible scenarios. It goes on to say the UN will run it, and the UN will decide what job you have, what you do, and everything else. Everything's robot cars. Climate Challenge. City signs agreement. Floating cities approved. Global Food Council rations water. Welcome to Plantopolis. Oh, here it is. Everything looks the same. Box cities.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plantopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance.
You see, robots do everything.
He plays computer games for a living.
Yeah, husband's bad.
You ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine.
They've allotted you.
Sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work.
Switch
with
off
this many
brain.
People around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration.
Oh, she's the woman. She's in charge.
Little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard.
Yeah, they tell you what you're going to be.
Something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday.
The Global Food Council.
The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping pork production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most.
Liberal.
I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich.
Look, Mom.
Well, the state knows they just aren't practical anymore. We're all trying to meet our global carbon deal. Electric bikes are so much better for getting around our neighbourhood.
Global carbon deal.
And valuable space on car parks when you can use them to grow food. I don't care what you say, Alex. They don't deserve to live in that ghetto. They are completely disconnected. No high-speed transport system, no new internet. They miss out on jobs.
So again, people that don't go along with this, they live in ghettos, surrounded like Jews in Nazi Germany. I mean, this is a real show. This is not against it. This is put out by the UN, the Davos Group, 10 years ago for children. I guess 11 years ago now. And notice, Klaus Schwab just announced, you will eat bugs and you will not be in contact with other humans. So it's total dystopia by design, and there's hours of this shown to school children. But remember, you didn't grow up like this. You're like, my God, this is a dystopic Twilight Zone movie. No, 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 no. This is the reality. Go outside, you see it now. And so again, everyone has to say no to this carrot and the stick thing where, oh, do what we want, we'll let you have a little fun. But over time, you lose everything. This is a revolution against our freedom, a revolution against humanity. And it's absolutely disgusting. And so that's why we have to say no. Open up a relationship with God. The Communist Party China said no one is allowed to worship anything but the Communist Chinese Party. That was an announcement yesterday. They want the state worshipped. But these aren't gods. This isn't a real God. You don't get choice. You get to die. You're post-human. So you get to be comfortable while they phase you out. While you hand your children over to them, and they finally give you a euthanasia pill at 75. That's what the author of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, says. Everyone should be executed at 75. Read what they say. Read what they do. You want these psychos running things? They're running the Great Reset. And I'll just end with how I started before Owen takes over. Ladies and gentlemen, why is France announcing the vaccine doesn't work and stopping it? Why did Australia? Why is Merck pulling back? Because they know this crime is so big, they want to let other companies take the blame for the takeover. This is end-of-the-world level stuff. This is so evil. This is so out of control. This is martial law. This is tyranny. This is the end of freedom. So value your freedom. Say no to it. You're going to resist at one point. But will it be when there are combat robots on every street and no one even knows how to grow food anymore? You've got to realize how serious this is. You've got to get involved in the information war and make it your main job to magnify institutions and outlets that are committed to a pro-human future and aren't backing down. InfoWars is the tip of that spear. Banned.video. Banned.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. The local stations we've got. The local radio stations. Tell folks about them now. And take the live feed of this show and share it and say, tune in right now. Learn what's happening. Learn what's going on. Fight back. This is martial law with the cover of a virus. It's here. The wheels are already coming off this thing. The Bible says the Antichrist has power for 1 year. Is it 10 years off, 20 a year? I don't know. But this is real. Get your soul right. The struggle is empowering. Submission is spiritual death and physical death. All right, Sunday Live coming up with Owen Schroyer on the other side in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Tune in and share those links.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right? With everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.